Kindergarten to Abend Sattas Makas Daf Tezain. We don't have a base, we don't have a base, we don't have a base, we don't have a base. So Pesha Kohen Drash explains, it's a Telas HaNimtzes Bekruv. It's a worm that's found in cabbage, but Nikris Tzayla. And that's what we're talking about is a Chayiv. So it says, because it's difficult to make a Mashem Lam, what's the Chiddush? Pshita, obviously, the Sheretz Gatmur, this is a bona fide Sheretz. So Pesha Ben Tami says, Benisa is Kamei Dag Cotton. We find that's the terminology of a fish. So it's a small fish, a Nimtzah B'machalesha, that you find when you're when they're plowing. And the Kamashal and the Chiddush is the Avagav, the Nimtzah B'mayim, you're right. Although it would be in the water, it would be permitted if you shish like Keskas, because it actually has scales. Falachi like it, that's what's saying the Chiddush is, no, you'll get lashes. The Avagav, the Avagav, B'mayim, Torah. Although in the water would be kosher, once it comes out on the ground, it's like a sheretz, and you're going to be chayiv. The next test, the beginning of the Gemara, Risik test, Nabal, Mechad Chai. So you crush nine ants, and one is live. So Tais explains, chayiv means perishalm, intact. Then you'll be chayiv for all this amount. Avavada, I have a mess, but for sure it's not alive, it's dead. The Iritzon Lemachai Mamish, if it really meant alive, how could it supplement to the Gezais of Nevelis? It's not a Nevela, that's when it's dead, and here it's alive. And Tais says, that's difficult, but Lamalisha Shalom, why do you need it to be whole? As the Gemara is explaining with Tais saying the word Chai, because Eis Memenu, what do you mean? Just a Gezais of it, you should get lashed, because negative prohibition of Shotzim. That's what it says, the prohibition of eating by Shotzim. Let me to say, that's why we use the terminology of Achila. Let me to say, the Ika Gezais, a Harbe, the Achel Chad Zais, and one olive says Chai, would be liable. Because the likely man, you cannot say the Asa Layman that's coming to tell us to be in the Isbe Gezais, that has to be a Gezais, Ula Ilm bin Sheshalm, that always has to be whole. The lesser is not true, because in the Mala culture, we find by a complete ant, Chayv Chayv. Ken al Karcha Achila Asa Lamidrish, so obviously Achil is coming to Darshan, Echad the Ika Hezeis in my Dald, Vachol Chad Minayi, one of them, the Chayv, that you're liable just for an eating of a Gezais. So why does it have to be Shalom? The reason why I said one of them is whole, because there are negative prohibitions regarding shrotzim. There it doesn't say the terminology of eating. And there you wouldn't get the last until you eat the creature intact. But you're right. Most definitely, when it says the negative prohibition, the terminology of eating, you'll get lashes, avkesh, beri, and the shlema, even when the creature is not intact. What's difficult is, how could that whole ant combine for the gezais and the veilas? Well, in this and the veil chalalav, or in this and the veil cannot take effect on that whole ant. It already has the prohibition of non-kosher. How could it have this in the veil take effect in it? Veshamita says, we could say, this Gemara is going like the one who holds Isra Chalal Isra, that the prohibition could take effect on another prohibition. They command the Mahasim, because there is an opinion that says over there, that Lechila Nam and Star from Lulkas, that for eating it also combines to get lashes, but from Nevela Tameya Utahira, for being a Nevela and Tameya and Tahira, Bafaka Shein Isra Kail, even though it's not Isra Kail, but Isra Mesa, which these are types of like additional elements. But Tam, the reason, Mishum Nevitsinu, because we find this Nevela Chal Isra the Chalav, that the Isra Nevela takes effect in the Isra of Chalav, as the Gemara says in Chulun Dav Kuf Gimel Amidav. And Rafil Man did less the Isra Chal Isra Klal. And the truth is, even according to one that says that Isra does not take effect in Isra, Amin and Nami, we say that Tmeim and Starfim, that the non-kosher will combine, my Tam, for that reason, I know Tezachul Nav Tzadik Vavim Bezer, Maschel Rebbe Yehuda. So here, it's an exception to the rule that regarding Tumah, you know, even those other opinions would I mean, for not renown kosher, they would agree. Next test matter begins with the words of the Gemara. Not only nine and even two and him. Says if you can say my chiddush who b'shnayim yesim be'essa. What's the chiddush of two more than ten? Given b'shnayim b'hu ikkazayis, as a kazayis, as a kazayis. The Hashem says we can say is the kamash malan revus at tvei. We're telling you a bigger chiddush. Given that since now kishu chay shalom. When it's whole, mashlimi lekazayis, it's what's supplementing bekazayis. Av bishem mahayim merusik. Even though if it would be crushed up, kamei ach like the others, lohay mashlimi lekazayis, it would not fulfill bekazayis. Av betes navol, but the test navol, but nine ends. Take a saga, you have way more than enough. Afil nisrasku kulam. Even if they would all be crushed, mashlim, it would supplement sheish memar because you have a lot of them. That's a chiddush. But since now, when it's not crushed, it is a kazayis. Then it's going to combine. It says, "Matter being the Gemara, but the Pligi, we said all these opinions don't disagree. How about after the Bezutri? Depends if it's big or not. Pidush another, but after the when it's big." Echad, Bahu, when it's one and that one, and that is enough for it to be a kazayis. So I said, Bleya Dana, and I don't know, the Kim and the Nach is Lahachi, once you come into that, Lema Bechad Levad, like a Sheish, why don't you say, why do you need one and another one? Why don't you just say one? Mashem Beria, it's a creature, and Mashem Kazayis Nevela, it's also a kazayis in that big fat one. So it says, Mashem Ha'ibel Eshchich, maybe it's not common to Bechad the kazayis that you'll find with one. Two, maybe, but and that would be very Avarvi, another one's a Bezutri.